Brilliance Audio presents The Tesseract by Alex Garland.
For Theo and Leo. Part 1. Black Dog. 1. There was no bright color in the room. Outside there was plenty. Through the bars of the window, Sean could see sunlight on drifting litter and flashes of foliage in the narrow gaps between squatter shacks. But inside, nothing. Beige and khaki, faded by age, muted by the hopelessly dim lamps that sat on each side of his bed. "Steins," said Sean under his breath. It was something that the hotel room had in common with the street two stories below. In both places, there wasn't a single surface without some kind of grubby scar, everything marked by rain or dust, smoke, the overspill from the open sewers, the open fires that burned on the pavement, and blood. There was blood on the bedsheets. The spatter had paled from a few hard scrubs, but it was still rustily recognizable for what it was. Heat. The other thing that his room shared with the city. Oozing out from the sun, heat like molasses. Once it touched you, you were stuck with it. It had touched Sean that afternoon as he sat on Manila Bay's low harbor wall, looking out at the cargo ships and their fat anchor chains. Up till then, he'd been protected by the reassuring aircon of an Ermita McDonald's. He'd gone there for breakfast around 10 a.m. with a copy of Asia Week rolled in his fist. At 11:15, he'd stood up to leave and walked toward the exit, where the blue-uniformed McDonald's security guard had obligingly lowered his stockless shotgun and held the door open. Or obligingly held the door open and lowered his stockless shotgun. Either way, one blast of the scorched air and Sean had spun on his heels and marched back inside. But cool.